Flying clothesline, a 2x4 to the face. Then she hits you with a turnbuckle splash. Wrestle Club Podcast. With Sakisa. It's her and her friends. And they talk about wrestling, every kind of wrestling.
Ladies and gentlemen, everyone tween, welcome to another brand new episode of the Wrestle Club UK podcast. As always, I am Sakisa, the head of the table, and this week I am joined by the guru of the podcast, Mr. Richard Wright.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I am good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. We have got no visuals today.
Sorry.
That's fine. It's not your fault. We are moving studios, so we're in a process of like figuring out what we're doing with the studios. So we are going to be talking, because obviously I've got the guru on, who has gotten a very broad range of wrestling history knowledge, I would like to say. This is why he is the guru of the podcast. And me and Richard are probably the only ones on the podcast that still watches NXT.
NXT. Damn right we do.
Yeah, damn right we do. And TNA. Even though I don't watch TNA weekly.
I kind of roughly keep up with TNA.
Yeah, I still keep up, especially because of, I wouldn't say it's a merger between NXT and TNA.
Working relationship.
Yeah, working relationship. A sexy working relationship.
Yeah.
A little sexy working relationship. with TNA, in the sense that they've obviously got this. Well, it all kind of kicked off with Jordan really entering the Rumble last year.
Yeah, no, that was, and more with Joe Henry, and then it became more. You had the Rascals turning up, did the whole thing with Wes Lee. That was part of it, and you had Wendy Chu going to TNA, stuff like that. So that's not an exhaustive list, but that's some of them.
And obviously, like Naomi rejoining WWE.
Yeah, that was a big thing.
I think that was what kicked it off.
Jordan Grace has credited that as being the reason.
Really?
There's Naomi was a big reason behind it.
Okay. How do you feel long-term that this will affect? Because obviously, basically, what I feel like WWE, since Triple H has taken over, kind of was like, well, let's try and utilise everything that we've got.
Yeah.
And let's get our working partnerships going, especially with TKO. Mm-hmm. And obviously, AEW have done something similar prior with, obviously, Japan. And I'm not going to say like New Japan, but it's also with
Stardom.
Exactly. So WWE have done the smart move, I feel, with doing something similar with TNA.
It's just kind of, it's they're going back to something they did years ago when they had working. It's not the first time WWE has worked outside promotions in the early 2000s, they were working with OVW. Before that, they were working with NWA, with the Super Bowl of Sport in Japan in the early 90s. They've worked with a lot of promotions before.
Including Progress.
Vince, well, worked with is not how I would describe that relationship. But, they've done it loads in the past, and I think it's just getting back to that point. Because also, you look at now, like, what WWE is putting in place is like almost like such a solid feeder system. So there is a clear track. So now you've got like the first level, which is WWE ID program, which is where indie wrestlers and athletes sign up to the WWE ID program. They still work the indies and everything, and they've introduced titles for these people that will be wrestled on indie shows. The next level up is NXT Evolve, with his own TV show with his own titles. That is essentially development for development. So that is just, that is the step before NXT. So you've got NXT, but NXT is not only feeding from ID and Evolve, but also from TNA. You know, because Garrett, like, there's a reason they want these talents on NXT, not only because they're good, but because it's like, okay, how do you perform on our show?
Because obviously TNA has had a rebrand, as we all know, in the last year.
Yeah.
And they do have quite a few previous NXT.
I had WWE talent as well. Yeah, main roster.
Yeah, obviously Hardy Boys is notoriously one of them.
Yeah.
Fandango.
Fandango,
no longer gone by
JDC.
Yeah, who's recently come back.
Yeah,
that was a lovely pop.
Yeah, giving him his own theme, and then we're like, no, that's not me. I'm gonna have that pop though, but that's not me. Nick Nemeth obviously was just the world champion. And I think it is interesting because it's like Jordan, obviously Jordan Grace. And also it's another place to like send. It's another place you can like have the likes of like a Sol Rucker, a Lola Vice, people like this, Carmen Petrovic or something, can go to TNA, work like and get more reps in, and that's crucial. And also working in front of a TV crowd, like that's so it's. I think it's beneficial to TNA because. As I say, it puts more eyes on their product straight away. And I think it's beneficial to WWE because it gets their talent to test them and also gets their talent to TNA to get more reps in. And as I say, we've already seen that, like, if you look at, you just have to look at the fact they've now got the Hardy Boys back on WWE TV.
Who's going to face
Faxium.
Yeah,
Faxium. For the TNA tag team titles, telegraphing how that match will end.
And then was you got like Obafemi.
Oh, Obafemi versus Moose. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes, please.
When initially it was Moose came out on NXT, I was like, oh damn! I never thought about it.
He's wanted it. He spoke about it publicly for months before. He was really vocal about it. And he was like, yes, please, get him in. I feel like it's a shame that he's... I like the system, like trust system. I like that stuff. But it's a shame that it wasn't the Moose of like, Moose.
Yeah.
Moose. Because that, with that NXT crowd... would have been so over. You can even hear some of them still wanted to do it. It's like, but that match will be excellent.
It will be.
Very much looking forward to that.
How do you think, because obviously it's a multi-year agreement, how do you think long-term this will help TNA? Will it help TNA? Is it helping TNA?
I think it will. It can't hurt them outside of like potentially losing some stars. Like, let's be honest, as soon as Masha Slamovich's deal is up, she's going to WWE. Like, that's gonna happen. But then as you just proven, it's not a straight line. Like, Mike Bailey and Josh Alexander just left TNA, but they're like, Mike Bailey's definitely going to AEW, and looks like Josh Alexander's also going to AEW, which, for the record, I think is a mistake. He'll get lost in the shuffle there as good as he is, just because he'll get shiny toy syndrome, as you described with Tony Khan.
Because what I'm thinking is regarding the people that left WWE/NXT for the purpose of they weren't being utilised enough there, or they weren't happy with the company, and then went to TNA to obviously do something. I'm thinking potentially grizzled young veterans.
Yeah.
And now that WWE is back in play, I'm wondering how they are going to be operated.
It's an interesting one, isn't it? There's just elements of like, but I don't think they can still work TNA. It doesn't have anything to say they can't book them. The two examples I think of straight away in terms of people that have just left WWE, they were just released, and I would guess could walk into a TNA contract, the Good Brothers, Carl Anderson and Doc Gallows. Worked in Impact before. I could see them going back there. Maybe there was under Scott D'Amore. You'll see how much that has an impact. I think it's... Because I would have said, like, TNA absolutely would bring in Baron Corbin, but would they now? I don't know.
Because do you think TNA is operating independently, or is it voices coming down from their head from WWE?
I think this they're operating. I think they're still operating independently. People, there's a lot of been a lot of like conspiracy stuff, and like people going like, "Oh, WWE's already bought TNA and stuff." Like, I don't know what the benefit of buying them is, because it's kind of like somebody handing you the keys to their summer house and saying you can use it whenever you want, and then you going, "Oh no, but let me pay for it as well." Like, you're just gonna go, "Yeah, I'll use your summer house." And I feel like WWE doesn't need to own it. Yeah. They've got the best out of this deal, I think. But I hopefully, I don't know, obviously, but I hope they're still operating independently and can still do what they want, because they had that working relationship with AAA, and I hope they can still do that. Although I'm a little annoyed, I thought, anyway, that's not the point. We're not here to talk about Chad Gable. Because there was talk Chad Gable was going to go down to Mexico as part of this Lucha thing, and it hasn't happened. I'm like, oh, can't be perfect. I mean, brilliant.
That's what I was expecting, but anyway.
Yeah, that'd have been brilliant. It'd been perfect. So, I think there's guys, like, there's still good matches to be had there. And I think, obviously, one of the previous episodes, me and Mark booked a completely insane WWE versus NXT main card kind of thing. Mm. At one point, me and Mark will book the realistic, or me and you, or somebody will book the realistic WWE versus TNA crossover event. Because I think that will happen.
I think it's going to happen.
That's definitely going to happen.
I'm sensing summer.
Possibly.
Or maybe even around Survivor Series.
Maybe. Because if they want to make SummerSlam, which is a 2-day weekend, if they want to do the Friday, they could easily do the Friday of that weekend.
Yeah.
You know.
Because obviously NXT are doing pay-per-views around, especially the bigger ones, around the big
events, yeah.
The big events.
Which is smart.
Which is the smart thing to do, because you want people to engage and watch. And you might as well be like, "I've got a whole wrestling weekend."
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, like, if you're talking about, like, NXT versus TNA, around Survivor Series would be the best.
Would be perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting. I am, this might come out after, but I am unbelievably excited for Roadblock.
Mm. Let me just see the updated card.
Because the card is stacked. And that card at Madison Square Garden, let's go.
Oh, especially when it's at Madison
Square Garden. MSG?
Let's applaud that.
Let's go. The fact is, think about this. Think about this, ladies and gentlemen at home. Think about this, everyone else. Think about this. Gotta get it there. Everyone else, right? Everyone, think. People. If you had said, back when NXT was starting as its own developmental brand, that they will have a premium live event from Madison Square Garden, and it won't seem weird. Like, that's... I know they did stuff like Barclay Center and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, like, MSG is, like, the venue. Mm. And I think it's just so exciting that card is there.
I think they'll sell it out.
Yeah, I think it will. The card is stacked.
So far we have got Obafemi versus Moose. And it's for the NXT Championship.
Yeah.
We've got the Hardy Boys. Hardy Boys? The Hardy Boys.
The Hardy Old Men.
Yeah, the Hardy Men.
The Hardy Men.
That's what they should be called, isn't it? The Hardy Men versus Nathan Fraser and Exium for the tag team TNA.
TNA tag team titles.
And then we've got Julia versus Stephanie.
Title versus title.
The winner takes all, and that is the match I'm intrigued about, because then I'm assuming, based on everything that's going on, that Jordan will be facing whoever wins. Question about Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think she's coming straight in this title?
Yep, as it should be.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
You don't think
she's main event? The thing is, like, because it's interesting because she's coming, but because of what the work they'd already done, her already appearing in NXT, already wrestling in NXT, already being known to the audience, you can just go like Jordan Grace.
Yeah.
Delta. What's her name in WWE? I can't remember her name. That's awful. Australian, the big flipping.
Oh, here we go.
See the whole
Zara.
Zarya. Right? Sorry, that's bad. No, leave it in. People should know. Zarya, because the audience doesn't know her, even though Zarya is incredible, you have to build Zarya up.
Mm.
Which I would argue they're maybe not doing as well, but she was unfortunate that she arrived at the same time, pretty much, as Julia, as Stephanie McCourt, as Jordan Grace. Like, that women's roster is stacked.
Yes. Because they do talk about it being the best women's division in the wrestling world.
Which is hard to argue against.
My problem with it is that they stacked it so well. And then when people get called up, as we've seen recently, they either disappear or...
The one that's going up that is not going to disappear, because I think she might have a massive match at Mania, is Roxanne Perez.
Right, so this is an interesting one for me, because Roxanne has appeared previously in TNA?
Possibly. She was ROH Women's Champion before she went to WWE. She was the first ROH Women's Champion.
Yeah.
As, like, something ridiculous, like 18.
And obviously she's Roxy. In the Elimination Chamber, which is, you know what, again, surprise, and I think she's going to be amazing in it.
I would have her win it.
No, so I was talking, obviously this episode will probably go out after Elimination Chamber, but I was talking to the Fluffy Boys today about the Elimination Chamber, and I was saying that Roxanne probably is the star, and it would be another surprise if WWE get her to win.
I look around that Elimination Chamber and there are two names for a match with Rhea Ripley that make sense that I would want to see. And I say this as a massive Bayley fan, but that is not one of them. I am the biggest Bayley fan and it's not Bayley versus Rhea Ripley.
Okay.
You're either doing Alexa Bliss, which I'm like, meh. She's great, but meh. Whereas Rhea Ripley, Roxanne Perez at WrestleMania is fresh and interesting.
I completely agree.
And feels big. Shockingly, that feels big.
It's a bit like when Rhea versus
Charlotte Flair.
Mm.
And it's like, you've got Charlotte and Tiffany over here. It's great. But it's also like newer talents against established talents in both of those matches.
Yeah.
Which I think
exciting.
Is a nice story.
It's exciting. It feels fresh. But also, with so many people coming in with NXT, and even with the merger, I get worried about people being lost in their role.
Well, we've been told there's a lot of... we've heard there's a lot of frustration backstage in the WWE Women's Division. Certain pushes at certain creative... of certain people not having any creative. And the thing is, their roster is deeper than ever.
Mm.
Like, you just have to look at the fact that of how few people they had to bring in to fill out the Women's Rumble this year, and it was great.
Yeah.
You know? But you've got two mid-card titles now, and I think that's going to make a big difference.
Because if we think about who got called up in 2024,
mm-hmm.
we had Tiffany Stratton, Bron Breakker, Carmelo Hayes,
mm-hmm.
Lyra
Valkyria,
Ilya.
And you're dragging off. You got injured, that's not his fault.
Not his fault. Blair Davenport.
Who's gone. Which is crazy.
Yeah. Baron Corbin, because obviously he went down and then came back a bit.
Yeah.
And then this is the one that I'm like, what's happened to you? Kiana James. Who, to be honest, I forgot about.
Yeah.
Because she had one match, maybe even probably two, when she got called up and then disappeared.
Is she still with the company?
As far as I'm aware, yeah.
Okay.
Joe Gacy,
yep. He's doing the Wyatt Six stuff.
And Dijak.
He got released.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's... And I know, like, apparently the releases are to make way for people coming up. So there's like, it's like to make room for NXT call-ups.
Yeah.
But and I think it's unfortunate.
Because, like, half that list, I've said, have done something.
Yeah. Most people there have done something.
Mm. But the other half...
I mean, Carmelo Hayes had that banging set best of seven with Andrade. Yeah. Carmelo Hayes is going to sit tight for a little bit because...
We know he's getting called up.
Yeah. That tag team's getting put back together.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, him and Trick Williams will be a tag team again. And then they'll run the turn again. Yeah, I think they'll do a tag team thing because I think there's value in them as a tag team.
Okay.
I worry for Trick if it doesn't. Because he's great. He's great. Very charismatic. But...
Because like I said, with TNA now coming into the play, you are probably going to... And I do feel like, in the nicest possible way, TNA is probably slightly lower level than NXT.
Oh, absolutely.
And you want people to be developing into NXT for them to grow, develop, wrestle new people, advance their skills to move into the main roster to prove themselves.
Yes.
To not get lost.
No.
And for example, like Carmelo Hayes, I think hasn't got lost. Even though he's not doing the, it's not the best run, but he's not got lost. Lyra's obviously the first ever
women's IC champion. Doing great.
Doing great. Obviously, Ilias has got injured.
He's injured, but he was having a good run.
He was having a great run.
Yeah, Bron Breakker is a future world champion.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like
the spear that took over the world.
So it's like, but and it is true. Like there are people on that NXT roster who I love. Who I don't know that they leave NXT. And that's not necessarily a bad thing because it is kind of a third brand.
Mm.
And there's nothing wrong with not leaving NXT considering what it's like now. But, like, I love Andre Chase. Andre Chase ain't getting called up. I love Stax or Tony D. They ain't getting called up.
Yeah, I can't see
They're not doing Tony D on the main roster, which is fine because he suits NXT and he should stay in NXT.
Because I can't imagine... I love what it does in... What Tony does in NXT. I can't see it working in WWE.
Imagine that on Raw.
Yeah.
Like, put the words WrestleMania and Tony D'Angelo in the same sentence. No. And that's fine. Like, but I'm looking at, like, there are people that are really, like, because I think Ivy Nile's going to have a big, anyway, Ivy Nile's going to have a big year. So are the Creed brothers. They're all getting gold this year. But I look at, like, Sol Rucker and Lola Vice. I think Lola Vice is great. So is Fallon Henley. Carmen Petrovic, there's somebody I'm forgetting the name of. That's fine. I'm definitely missing people out of the women's division.
Mm-hmm.
They could do, and they've got one injection of star power into the top of the men's division, which we'll get to in a second. But the men's side of the roster is thinner. Now, if you're calling up Obafemi and you're calling up Trick Williams...
And even potentially Ethan Page.
If you call up Ethan Page as well... Because when I thought Josh Alexander was going, I thought, well, they'll do the North for a bit in NXT. They'll do that tag team for a while because it's a good tag team. Mm. That's not going to happen now. So, I love Ethan Page. I worry for Ethan Page on the main roster.
I do too. I think he's
great, but I think he should stay in NXT.
I think he should stay.
Obviously, the only people on the roster right now that I should think should be incredibly worried, hello Grayson Waller, hello Austin Theory, because the upgrade of you has just arrived, and his name is Ricky Saints.
Oh, yes, let's talk about this.
Ricky Saints.
Ricky Saints in WWE NXT was, I'm not going to lie, surprise.
It was a surprise.
Because it came out of nowhere,
yeah,
to be honest.
Because, like, days, literally days earlier, he'd won the Defy World title. Mm. So, like, okay, so he's not going anywhere for a while. Then he was released, and then, like, a couple of days later, he's, like, on NXT.
Yeah. And I think that's going to be a game changer in the men's division this year, I think. He's obviously, he knows how to use a mic. He's got charisma.
He can wrestle.
And he could do heel or face.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a game changer. And I think you're right. There are certain people on that roster that should be worried.
Like, honestly, LA Knight, Austin Theory, Grayson Waller, and Ricky Saints could all do that Spider-Man pointing meme. Mm. Like, oh, you, oh, oh, oh. Mm. It's like, put him in a stable. No, don't put him in a stable.
Don't put him in a stable.
Don't put him in a stable. And it's honestly, I think Grayson Waller's probably fine because he's better than Austin Theory, but the tag team, they seemingly won't break up. They keep teasing it, and then
I thought they were going to be broken up after the NXT.
Yes, same me.
And then I saw them on Raw, and I was like, what is going on?
Weird. But no, definitely, and the Ricky Saints. Here's another one, comes back to timing. Yeah. What do you... Oba Femi has to go up to the main roster.
I worry about Oba.
I don't.
Do you?
No, I don't. Because I debut him the Raw after WrestleMania, and here's what I do. If you want to make an absolute statement out of the door, a very first night on Raw, that man beats the living, and I mean the living, piss out of Bron Breakker. I think that's who he targets. If he's going to go in there, he's going to go after a big dog, and who's big size, big like him? Bron Breakker.
I could see
because
it.
Because on the other side, you're going to have Jacob Fatu going hard. And I think you can build to Oba Femi, Bron Breakker, and Jacob Fatu in a three-way, which would blow the house up, blow the roof of the house. Now, obviously, you don't want any of those to lose, but I think Oba Femi will be fine. I think he's an absolute star. He's got star presence. He can talk.
Yeah.
He can wrestle.
Yeah.
Like, the man's a main event. The man's a future world champion, in my opinion. I worry more for Trick Williams than Oba Femi.
Really?
Yeah. I think Trick Williams is good, but I think Oba Femi's great.
I just worry whenever, especially when the men come up, is that how they do well for like a couple months, and then unless something happens, whether the big jump, they just kind of get lost, and then they kind of end up mid card.
Unless you're like,
and a mid card section is quite big, but it's quite big.
I'm sure, big boy, like over. But yeah, no, it's yeah. Yeah.
Well, let me throw out some suggested names.
Go ahead.
That people are thinking will get called.
Okay, cool. Let's
into do it. The main roster in 2025, and let me know your thoughts. We have mentioned one already, so we're talking about Ethan Page.
I would say, if I was him, I would stay in NXT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've already discussed it, but yeah.
Yeah.
Number two, Last Legend and Jakara.
Yeah. I mean, the tag, the women's tag division needs
more
actual tag teams, so I'm not against it. Mm. I think they'd do well in the tag division as long as they're prepared to let them be a tag team.
Yeah, because my thing is, they've been a tag team for a while, but you've also had something similar with the two girls who I keep forgetting, but the Party Girls.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Caden Carter and Katana Chance.
Yeah, which is a shame because they've been working so hard together and they did so well in NXT.
Yeah, they're great.
And they are a proper tag team.
The proper tag team, yeah.
And then you move them up to WWE and they did nothing.
Unfortunately, they kind of got stuck behind we've got to do something with Bianca Belair and Jade Cargo with the tag titles.
Yeah,
you know,
they just they keep putting people together.
Yeah, just put people together to be a tag team.
Yeah, and I'm like, you've got people who have been working as tag teams. Yeah. Why are you not utilizing that to establish the women's
and
tag
then like
team?
Then like you've got a tag team who recently had tag team champions, but you've just released half of them in Isle of Dawn. So
I know. Okay, Andre Chase.
See, logically, yeah, it's time. Like he, like the Chase University stuff is done.
If, but where does he go from here?
If they can do like this kind of like down and out, he goes to the main roster, he's lost his identity, doesn't know what he's doing. Like, he's good enough to be on the main roster. He's very good. You can't do Chase U on the main roster.
But the only way I think he would work...
Unless...
Oh, you just had an idea? The Guru's just had an idea. You should see his face.
I know who you gave him. You can call up Andre Chase and have him replace Chad Gable with Ivy Nile and the Creeds. Like, Chad Gable, he comes up and he's like helps them. And, like, Chad Gable hasn't helped them to win anything. And Andre Chase comes in, he becomes like a mentor. And suddenly they're winning. Suddenly they win the titles. And like Chad Gable, he's essentially replaces as their coach. He could be a coach, a mentor. He can still kind of do that, but in a kind of more sensible kind of way rather than the kind of cheesy Chase U stuff.
Yeah.
He could still be a mentor and wrestle, but work with those. I think that makes sense. So I don't think those three are staying with Chad Gable.
You don't think so?
No. I think either one or two things are going to happen. Either they will have won the tag titles and women's IC by the time he gets back and will go... We don't need you. We're going without you. Or he comes back and they haven't won them and he cuts them loose.
Yeah.
Like, just like Otis, you failed me.
Yeah. It's an interesting one. I would see him coming up, being in a managerial role.
Possibly, yeah.
For a bit.
In wrestling.
In a, you know how Toni Storm's got her... I never remember his name, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, Luther.
Luther. In a Luther kind of way for someone. And him being in that sense.
He'd also be a great friend for The Miz, but that's another point. The Miz needs friends against the Wise. Andrew Chase would be great for that.
And then moving that into something bigger, like a intergender tag team. And then him establishing himself as... I think if he moves up, he needs to be in a character.
Yes, because that's his strong... His strong suit is his character work.
Yeah, and I think the fans will go for it if it is a character.
Yeah.
Ridge Holland, who went down and is rumoured to come back up.
Ridge Holland, get in the bin.
Oh, wow! Wow.
I'm sorry, he sucks. He's not good. Like, he's not good. He's not a top talent in the ring. His promos are terrible. Like, I'm sorry, I don't care for this whole, like... Also, I mean, it's not his fault. They gave him the weirdest creative for a second there where it was like... Where they tried to play off the Big E injury.
Oh, yeah.
When he was trying to be like, I'm too dangerous. And yeah, he didn't write that stupid promo when he was like, I remember when we were all lads were in the pub, we watched Sheamus win the Rumble in the pub. No, you didn't. What are you talking about? I was too dangerous for rugby league. I just don't. If he comes up to the main roster again, I'm worried they put him back with Pete and it's like, keep him away from Pete Dunne.
Mm.
Pete Dunne's fantastic. Ridge Holland's not on his level.
Facts.
I don't rate Ridge Holland at all. Sorry if I was too... But I don't rate him.
Next one, who I think has worked very hard since becoming solo, Wesley. But I feel would get lost.
100%. Hello, Wesley. Welcome to the main roster. Hey, have you heard about our exciting show, WWE Speed?
Yes, exactly.
You get to wrestle Dragon Lee every week.
Yeah.
That's honestly, I hate to say it, but like, because Wesley's fantastic.
Mm.
I love Wesley.
He's great.
But yeah, no, 100%. That guy
just end up being a jobber.
He's on Speed and he's jobbing on SmackDown.
Yeah, which is a shame.
Like, and every 3 to 4 months, he'll have an absolute banger against like a Carmelo Hayes or an Andrade, and they were like, Wesley's great, and then nothing will happen from it.
Yeah. Next one, the NXT Tag Team Champions, which, if they do get called up, they're not staying together long.
No, they have to, they have to, they have to, they have to. There are so many, there's so many great tag team matches they have to do. Like, I'm sorry, if we don't get Motor City Machine Guns versus Fraxium, if we don't get DIY versus Fraxium, if we don't get Street Profits versus Fraxium, if we don't get the Usos versus Fraxium. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
say the Usos.
Yeah, because they're getting back together eventually. Both with singles titles, they can have a tag match. Because I want Usos versus Motor City Machine Guns at some point. You have to give me that match.
Yeah.
Fraxium versus New Day. Fraxium versus the War Raiders. Like, they're just, they're an incredible tag team, and they're the shot in the arm that the main roster tag team division needs.
Mm.
Like, they could be tag team champions on Raw very easily.
Yeah.
But you're probably right. I mean, they've teased the breakup for I don't know how long.
Exactly.
I hope they don't, because I think they're an excellent tag team. I think they are better together than they are apart.
I think they'll get lost.
And apart. I certainly think Nathan Fraser should not want that team to break up. Because he will struggle. Axiom, I think, will be fine.
Yeah. And not Pump Speed.
Yeah. We're building a good speed division.
Actually, the speed division was great.
Let me book Speed Triple H. Let me book Speed.
Trick Williams, as we talked about, I think will struggle main roster wise.
They'll either team with Carmella or you'll feud with Carmella.
Yeah. And I think after that, he will just get lost, which is a shame. Unless, because obviously WWE's in this Netflix era and all this falafel.
Yeah.
But I just think he will get lost. But the person that I don't think will get lost, Roxanne Perez.
Not at all. A future women's champion. She's a top talent. She's top of that division straight away.
If anything, I think it's... Initially, I thought it was overdue... But I think they've timed it.
Timed it so well.
They've timed it so well.
And like, yeah, and genuinely, I think it timed it well. She had a great title run, great rumble. And I think, honestly, the perfect person to have that little feud, that little bridging feud, was Bayley.
Mm-hmm.
They've worked incredibly well together. And it's almost like, okay, you are. We're putting you in there with Bayley. Let's see what you do. And you're proving yourself to be at a level where we can back you all the way.
Booker T must be so happy.
Well, that's the thing. At least when Roxanne Perez goes up to the main roster, we won't have Booker T's commentary on her matches. Flipping heck.
Who do you think, therefore, will be the next big name from TNA into WWE NXT? Give me one man, one woman.
The woman is easy. The woman is Masha Slamovic. I think that's a given. I think she, much like Jordan Grace, is like just being, it's just a matter of time.
Mm-hmm.
On the men's side, it's less obvious. It depends how this run goes for Moose and what his contract's like. So I could see Moose in NXT. And Shawn Michaels straight away turning that boy face and making the crowd chant Moose again. But I don't know. There are a few things I think will be interesting in terms of sightings if you are a fan of the British wrestling scene.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's some rumours about people they're interested in. And boy, do I want these things to happen. So the two big names.
Yeah.
Rio.
Of course.
Apparently interested in Rio. And the other one, which would make all the sense in the world, Man Like Derice.
Yes! I want apparently it to happen.
Very interested in Man Like Derice. Now, if you're looking for the next Fraxium level tag team in NXT, I don't know what Leon Slater's contract at TNA is.
Woo!
Like. But you put Boisterous Behavior on the NXT roster. And you have got something, because Man Like Jerice and Leon Slater are a whole other level. Because Leon Slay is like tremendous in the ring. Like, he's incredible. The things he do, like him and Javon Evans would tear the roof off.
Yeah.
But I do think he lacks a little bit in terms of like promo or like personality.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Whereas man like Jerice has got personality to spare and give away. Like, that man is.
Yeah. I will say that obviously we started this episode talking about TNA and NXT. I will also mention the fact that how it has given some people a chance to revitalize their wrestling energy.
Yeah.
They put out their Mustafa Ali, obviously Nick Nemeth.
Yeah.
Obviously the Hardy Boys.
Matt Cardona.
I'm going to also Eric Young,
great.
Absolutely great. Also, and I think this is the interesting one when we talk about NXT and WWE, just come in now, Elijah.
Yeah, he's gone to, and it's like, when he came out on the live Impact, I'm with Joe Henry, like, this makes all the sense.
It makes enough sense.
This makes so much sense. This is so good.
Yeah.
And it was Elias. Like, it wasn't called Elias, but it was Shreya. It was Elias.
It was Elias. But Elijah.
Elijah. Legally distinct from Elias. Yeah.
One person we haven't spoken about, when we will do, obviously, probably to end the podcast, Joe Hendry.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, he ended up in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
One of the only man from NXT. T.
Yep.
And TNA.
Yep.
So no one was from NXT.
Not really, no.
No, no one was from NXT directly.
No, Joe Henry was in
there.
We were
all expecting Trick Williams.
Yeah, I didn't get him.
And it didn't happen. But we got Joe Henry. Yep. And yep. that was saying something, isn't it?
That's great.
To say that you want to put in a
they,
TNA.
They are in the Joe Henry. Yeah. And somebody. Yeah. That's in fact, that's the guy. That's the man. Like, it's only a matter of time before his contract runs out. That boy's going to NXT.
Yeah.
Although he's got that special. If I remember rightly, he signed this contract where he's got this special contract where he can stay with TNA. He can go to WWE. This was before they had the arrangement.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Henry had that contract where he could go basically wherever he wanted.
Nice.
Because they recognise, like, he's one of the hottest things in wrestling. He maybe not. He's cooled off a little. But, yeah, I could see him in NXT. I think I don't think he's going to get the match he wants, but he keeps pushing for it. He wants Cena. he keeps pushing it. And Joe Henry has a habit of making the impossible happen for himself. Like, it's not out of the realms of possibility.
Considering it is Cena's last year.
That Joe Henry wrestles John Cena in his last year. Like, if you want to make a statement that TNA is valued by WWE, you send John Cena to either Slammiversary or Bound for Glory and have him main event that show against Joe Henry.
Because I was going to just say, they have had the big stars turn up in NXT. Randy Orton,
yeah.
CM Punk, even like Cody Rhodes has turned up.
Yes,
there.
He has.
Why can't you do the same thing with Joe Hendry and John Cena?
Hey, I want it to happen for him. I really do. And
even
I think
in
it'd
the
be
song
great.
Recently, he
did a reference to John Cena. Yeah, yeah. Oh, he's got it. That's the thing. He just wills things into existence.
And I think, if anything, if we're talking about Cena's last year in wrestling, why not do something random?
I love you, Joe Henry, and I want it to happen for you. I want more. I want Cena to wrestle Tanahashi. I want that match more. No offense. If Cena's going to have one random match, I'd love it to be against Hiroshi Tanahashi in his last year as well.
Okay, how about this? If Joe Hendry comes out, NXT, does a sing, John Cena comes out, does a rap.
Okay. It's not a match, but yeah, it'll be interesting. It'll be all right.
It'll be a thing.
Yeah. It would give Joe Henry in-ring time with John Cena, and that would be good for him.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think And Joe Henry's bound for NXT and WWE. And it's like, I think I've said it before on these podcasts or something. It's like, I was always a fan of Joe Henry. I loved Joe Henry in WCPW as a local hero. Like, I loved his theme then. Like, I loved his run, his heel turn in WCW, his stuff in ICW. But it was like, you never saw really Joe Henry as like, you never thought Joe Henry would be this like massive breakout star. And the weird thing about the theme song was, I remember listening to that theme song in like, I want to say like 2019 when he signed for ROH and he had the new theme song. Going, this is really, like, I like this. This is good. But I never expected to blow up the way it did.
Yeah.
And like, just something with timing and everything, and like, then like, bang, he's getting the credit he deserves. He's always been good. And I'm glad that he's getting this run. He really
deserves it.
It's not the, because in the next episode, we're going to talk about Brit Rest, but he was never the Brit Rest star I expected to be the, you know.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. We'll see what happens, isn't it? Let us know your thoughts, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, please do.
We want to hear what you think about TNA merging, maybe not merging, but having an agreement, a little friendly gentleman's agreement with WWE NXT. Where do you think it will go? Do you think it will benefit TNA? Do you think it will benefit WWE? Where are the pros and cons? And who do you want to see square up? Who will end up where? Let us know your thoughts. Please do like and subscribe. Tell your friends about the podcast. As we're so thankful to have our guru, Mr. Richard Wright, on the podcast.
Hello.
Instead of saying hello when we just ended the podcast. As always, my name is Sakisa, aka the head of the table. Please join us again for another episode of the Wrestle Club UK podcast.
A flying clothesline, a 2x4 to the face. Then she hits you with a turnbuckle splash. Wrestle Club Podcast with Sakisa. It's her and her friends, and they talk about wrestling, every kind of wrestling. Woo!